And on this Tuesday, January 31st, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel and the West Bank with little to show for his renewed appeals for Israeli-Palestinian calm amid an alarming spike of violence. Blinken met today with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah a day after seeing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Afterwards, he said the recent surge in violence was deeply concerning and that it is the responsibility of both sides to take steps to de-escalate the situation. But neither Abbas nor Netanyahu offered any public pledge on such steps. Blinken said he was leaving two senior aides behind to explore ideas on how to lower the tensions, but he declined to say what those are. Beyond urging a reduction in tension, Blinken offered no new U.S. initiative to do so, and there were few signs that Blinken was making progress in even the modest short-term goal of halting the latest wave of violence, much less of addressing the broader issues surrounding peace talks. In Ramallah, Abbas placed all blame for the spike in violence on Israel and berated the international community for not doing more to pressure Israel. Netanyahu's government is dominated by hardliners who oppose Palestinian statehood and are unlikely to make even minimal concessions. Pope Francis is demanding that foreign powers stop plundering Africa's natural resources. He plunged headfirst into his agenda upon arrival today in Congo. We get more on his visit from Charles de Ledesma.
Francis arrives on a red carpet in his wheelchair and greets delegates and is led inside the airport reception and waits with other officials in simple seats. Aid groups are hoping Francis' trip will shine a spotlight on some of the world's forgotten conflicts and rekindle international attention on humanitarian crises amid donor fatigue and new aid priorities in Ukraine. Francis' trip will also bring him face-to-face with the future of the Catholic Church. Africa is one of the only places in the world where the Catholic flock is growing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also in Africa, a church pastor in northeast Nigeria was slain last week, and anti-Christian violence continued to grow in other parts of that country. Morningstar News reports Pastor Jerry Hinjari of Christ Nation International was abducted from his home in Adamawa State around midnight on Wednesday, January 25th, and his body was found on a roadside in the city the next day. The assailants are unknown, though Islamic State West Africa Province members active in the region were suspected. In Nigeria's Delta region, area residents say Fulani herdsmen killed two Christians last week and wounded and kidnapped others. And in Benue State, sources say suspected herdsmen attacked two villages on Saturday, killing 12 Christians. And in Sudan, a church pastor and three other Christians in that country were killed on Monday, January 23rd, by suspected Islamic extremists. And that's Newsmakers for this Tuesday, January 31st, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.